Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
7:14 now, coming off of just a beautiful weekend, and the weather's going to be pretty nice, maybe not as nice as it has been. Highs of 82 today, 83 tomorrow, then going up to 84 by the weekend. Chance for showers on Saturday, unfortunately, because I got a lot of festivals and fairs and so forth, and then 60% on Sunday, but let's hope we can sneak those in. Right now, we're talking about 63 degrees in the city, which is very nice. Open the windows, enjoy it if you can. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWRL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Monday morning with Jeff is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. How you doing, Jeff?
I am doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You know, it's a weird kind of game because it's not as though South Carolina was ever in it, but it's not as though South Carolina was ever out of it either. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense. And, you know, if they don't, if LSU doesn't turn the ball over twice at the goal line, you know, they win this one convincingly. And we're probably, our tone of our conversation this morning is a little bit different, but that's not what happened. And they turned it over twice. One's a Nussmeier interception, a bad throw. And we've seen that before from him in his year and a half as a starter. And then Juwan Johnson's fumble at the goal line, I think, just kind of illustrates the problems that they've had running the football. But, you know, they score those two touchdowns, they win this thing going away, and you're feeling really good. Instead, you only came away with 20 points, and the questions regarding the offense continue to persist.
You think Garrett Nussmeier knows what Brian Kelly wants and the offensive coordinator wants out of him? Because it seems as though we want you to open it up a little bit, but not now. We want you to play conservative, but not now. It seems as though they're not on the same page. That's my thought on it. Yours?
Well, I think this was the reputation that Nussmeier had, was that they've talked about it. It's a common phrase, a gunslinger, a guy that feels like he can make the throws. He's just made some poor decisions, and you know, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks do this. You know, you get spoiled because for 2 years, Jaden Daniels hardly ever threw an interception, and then this is what you get sometimes with him, with Nussmeier, is that he'll take some chances, and he made in particular on the interception just a poor read. I don't know if I'm not going to sit here and say there's a disconnect between him and what the offensive coordinator Joe Sloan is looking for. I just think that this is something that they've tried to coach him out of it. It's just, you know, Tre'Davious Green was, we all know he was the guy in that game on Saturday night. He was having a big night. And they tried to force it to him. You could question the play call. Why have Tre'Davious Green come over the middle? Why don't you just line him up one-on-one on the outside?
That's what I was saying.
Throw it up in the, you know, into the corner in the end zone.
He's going to win.
Yeah, and let him win the 50-50 ball. So maybe that's more of a, you know, that's I think he could potentially question a playing call just as much as the decision by Nussmeier to throw it to Tre'Davious Green in the middle of traffic.
Tell me the bright spots.
Well, I think the defense continues to keep playing well. I mean, the one thing that hurts them was the 24 missed tackles, but I think you also have to recognize Lenore Sellers is very hard to bring down. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I came away with a little bit more respect for Lenore Sellers after watching him in this game. That guy took a beating, and
he's a big guy, isn't he?
He's a big guy. He's a Cam Newton type of kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He's not as good as Cam Newton.
Right.
But he's that kind of a guy where LSU would get looked like they were getting they were going to have a pass rusher would come in and look like they'd have a clean shot on him, and he'd be able to break that tackle and keep the play alive. And he was one of the reasons why South Carolina stayed in this football game. It was a really bad game for the Gamecocks. In fact, they fired their offensive line coach after this game. I mean, LSU was consistently getting pressure on him, and they were not having to bring extra people in this game. LSU was pretty much rushing four guys throughout the game, and they were still getting to Sellers, and they were getting to him quickly. But his ability to break tackles, keep plays alive, allowed South Carolina to stay in it. But overall, still, I agree with what Brian Kelly said after the game. You hold an SEC opponent to 10 points, that's really, really good. And, of course, the one touchdown they give up was just it was a bad play for LSU. They didn't fit it right. They didn't take the proper angles on the running back. It was blocked well up front, and the guy goes 70 yards for a touchdown. Sometimes those things are going to happen. But outside of that, I think this deep, especially in a defensive secondary, Tommy, I mean, Mansoor Delane is a lockdown cornerback. The safety play has been outstanding. DJ Pickett, the true freshman, is really coming along. So this is the best defensive secondary LSU has had in a long time.
Mansoor Delane looks like he could play on Sunday, next week.
I think this guy's, you know, and Mike Dettillier is probably a better question for Mike Dettillier, but I think he's looking like a first-round pick out there. I mean, he's that good. And I couldn't believe on the fourth down play that South Carolina ran in LSU's territory. They went after him. I was like, what are you doing? That's the last guy you want to go after.
42 coverage snaps, 0 yards allowed, two pass breakups, 78.7 coverage grade. So I don't know what else you could ask out of him. The technique is just beyond reproach. All right, we'll take a break, come back. You better buckle up because you got number 17, Vanderbilt. Then you got Texas A&M, then you got Alabama, Arkansas, no slouch, and we'll talk more about that when we return. Jeff Palermo, our guest, it's a Rouse's LSU, Rouse's Markets Football Monday, Shop and Save at Rouse's, the official market of LSU with supermarket of LSU with Jeff Palermo, 720 traffic now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL. .com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. It is a Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and Save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Jeff, tell me what you know about Vanderbilt.
Well, Vanderbilt's coming off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A bye week, and, you know, they had a game, I guess slightly going back to what happened with LSU, and I wrote about this in my story at WWL.com, is, you know, LSU makes those mistakes in the red zone, the two turnovers. Brian Kelly alluded to them as catastrophic mistakes. Well, a couple weeks ago, Vanderbilt had a couple turnovers in the red zone against Alabama. Those mistakes really did turn out to be catastrophic because it allowed Alabama to win the game. And if LSU was playing a better opponent last Saturday and made those same kind of mistakes, they might have had the same thing that happened to Vanderbilt. Same thing would have had, you know, they would have lost the game like Vanderbilt just lost to Alabama. So, for LSU, you're on the road, 11 a.m. start.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that morning game at all.
No. And you're playing a team coming off a bye. You're playing a team that is just playing with this moxie, this confidence because of their quarterback, Diego Pavia. Different type of challenge this week in that you are facing, again, another dual-threat quarterback, but this guy's smaller. But he's just got this belief, this bravado about him, and it just carries on through the entire team. And that this team is going to feel like they can beat LSU. They'll probably look at LSU as someone that is vulnerable. And if LSU, as good as LSU's defense has been playing, and because this defense has been so good, they're always going to have a chance to win, just like they did a couple weeks ago against Ole Miss, despite a poor performance from the offense. But this is a game that LSU may need to score more than 20 points in order to win the football game. And I think that's going to be the question. If this game becomes kind of like a 28-27, 28-24 kind of game, can LSU put up four touchdowns offensively, not make the mistakes that they've been making, get the blocking that they need on the offensive line? And to me, that's going to be the big question in this game.
Diego Pavia kind of gave him a hard time last year, did he not, if I remember correctly?
Well, out of all the dual-threat quarterbacks that LSU played last year, they probably held him in check the most. But he did come into that game. It was late in the season, and he was banged up. He was beat up by the end of the year at that time. Now you're going to face him, again, coming off a bye week, a little bit fresher legs, middle of the season. This game is honestly, Tommy, it's kind of worried me for months, really, because I just felt like it's sandwiched around a couple of big home games, between South Carolina and A&M. It's that 11 a.m. start. We knew it was going to be an early start time. We just didn't know if it was going to be 11 or 11:45 or whatever. But regardless, that's still very early. And so, will LSU be up to the challenge? Can this offense continue to take another step forward? I agree with Brian Kelly. It certainly did. It took a step forward from what we saw against Ole Miss, but it's got to take another step forward here this week, and they can't turn it over three times like they did against South Carolina.
At least the Central time, so it's not an hour even earlier, right?
Yeah, but still, your body clock is – I mean, LSU, other than that Ole Miss game, has been, you know, playing mostly night games, and it's a different atmosphere there. It's not like, I mean,
the sun doesn't find its home in a western sky.
Yeah, it's not. It's going to be rising from the eastern sky when they're doing their warm-ups.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Go to WWL.com. You can see what he's got posted there. We'll come back and have Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Right now, time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter till 8, time for Bank On It. Some financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason Shields?
Doing good, Tommy. How you doing today?
I am okay. I know it's Cybersecurity Month, and you want to talk about protecting our money, right? And I'm all for that.
Yeah. So October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Tommy, and I just want to go through a couple of common tactics that are being used in the financial space currently. So hopefully your listeners can pick something up and not be caught into these things.
Let's hope.
So I would like to start off with a stat. So the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Division in 2024 reported about $16.6 billion in Internet crime loss. Now, the number seems pretty big, but what makes the number even scarier, Tommy, is the fact that that's just what was reported to the FBI. Mm. And you know that's not the real number.
Yeah, so
the real
number people get embarrassed, right? People get embarrassed and they don't report it.
Exactly. Nobody really wants to say, hey, by the way, I was hacked and it was my fault, right? Mm-hmm. So a couple things I want to talk about. The first one is one that seems to be picking up steam lately, and it's spoofed websites and clone sign-in pages. Now, this isn't just specific to your bank site. This could be your credit card, your investment account, even things like your Microsoft account, your Apple ID. In essence, what the hackers basically do is they make an incredibly believable spoof of the page that you would use to sign into something, your online banking account or what have you. And then through a variety of means, they're able to identify individuals who potentially have an account at these sites, right? And they do that in a number of ways. The most common is they just look at previous, you know, hacked email addresses, and they'll take those email addresses and spam the internet with it to see where else you have an account, because they'll know if they go to sign in, they say this is the wrong password, boom. They basically identified that email address has an account there. And anything financial is obviously a honeypot for these guys. So once they know that you have an account somewhere, what they'll do is they'll send you a fairly believable text message or an email saying something urgent. Click here, your account's been compromised, or click here or else you'll lose access to your account, or your account's been taken over. Something along those lines, right? Some incredibly serious call to action that makes you click on that link because you don't want to lose access to your money. Now, the reality is once you click that link, it takes you to a login page that looks very similar or exactly like the one you usually use. You put your information in, and within minutes, they've basically taken over your account. The rise of AI has made this incredibly fast and scary in its deployment. And so some things that I just want everyone to know. First, if you get a text message from someone saying, oh my God, this is urgent, I don't know many businesses in the world, if it's incredibly urgent, that aren't going to pick up a phone and call you, Tommy. So that's the first thing. Mm-hmm. If you ever get a link in a text message, I don't click on those either, right? You don't mm-hmm. know where it's going to go. You can usually see the address it takes you to, and it's probably not your site. So in general, what we tell everyone, if you get a text message, legitimate or not, just go to the actual app on your phone or go to the actual bank or credit card or investment account's website and log in, because then you'll actually know you're talking to the real site and not something else. The other thing, and this is personally what I do, I just pick up the phone and call whoever I'm dealing with, right? And just call, talk to someone, say, hey, this is what I got, and they can tell you whether or not it's a legitimate thing. But it's becoming especially rampant nowadays with that. So
that's what it's important to know the bank you're doing business with, too, I would think, right? So you know if you – it's like, Jason, did you text me? Do we have this problem or not?
100%, Tommy, right? You know, I've said it before to you. I don't think there's any banker in the world that gets upset when you pick up the phone and call them because, you know, they just – they love talking to you, seeing what you have going on. And, you know, it's – no one's ever going to say, oh, my God, you're bothering me because you called me about this, I assure you. And if they do, perhaps you're with the wrong institution.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I want to talk about, and this one's a somewhat rampant one, is what's called the mobile wallet scam. So everyone who has a debit card or credit card knows at some point it's been caught up in some compromise, right? You get the message, hey, your card's been disabled because it's been a compromise. And so that's just the ones people know about, right? But the ones they don't know about, what the hackers have started doing is, and they'll either physically take your card or have the numbers through some type of a breach. They'll add it into their Apple Pay or their Google Pay. And when you do that, what will happen is a number will get text messaged to you, right? So the hackers know your card number, and so they know your phone number. They'll call you and act like they're from the bank and say, hey, I need you to verify this code that I just sent you. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely the worst thing you could ever do, right? No, none of those one-time codes that get texted to people are things that the banker is ever going to ask for. We don't want to know what that code is. But if you give that code out, in essence, they've taken your card that they've either stolen from you or gotten the numbers in some other means. They've added it to their Apple Pay, and they can just go out there and spend all your money until you disable it. It's incredibly fast. It's incredibly quick. Usually the scammers will go buy gift cards because they know they can get those quickly and they're fairly untraceable. So that's another one that I just tell everyone, be careful of. Never give out those one-time codes. It's a, it's pretty scary how quickly that one happens. And then another one I want to talk about, and this one sounds fairly science fiction-y, but it is unfortunately true, and that is someone adding their face ID to your phone. So we all have phones that we unlock with our face, right, Tommy? Mm-hmm. And it's easier than typing in a password. You can log into your banking account. You can log into your credit card. You can log into whatever. So a scam that's taken up steam in the past year or so is the hackers will ask to physically access your phone or ask you for your PIN, right? So a common trick is they'll say, hey, can I add my contact info to your phone? They'll accidentally lock it. You either give them your PIN number or you unlock it and give it back to them. And then within minutes, what they do is they add their face to your face ID. Now, okay, Jason, that's great. What are they going to do with that? Now, there's two things, right? Either one, they're going to use that face ID to log into your bank accounts and move money around, or sometimes the scammers will wait and steal your phone at a later point in time and then do the same thing. And it's incredibly scary, and it's incredibly rampant, if I'm being honest with you, right? Because most of us consider Face ID fairly secure.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I tell everyone to do with this is there's a security feature that iPhones have by default that's turned off, which is called Stolen Device Protection. And in essence, what that does is if you were to add a face to your phone and you weren't actually in your physical home location, it forces you to wait before you can actually add the face to the phone. It's, you know, it's one of those things, right? 80% of the time it's going to stop the hack. 20% of the time it's going to be annoying. But I'd rather be annoyed as a user having to wait an hour to add my face than, you know, basically open it up so that someone could take my phone and log into everything that I have. So it's, to kind of bring that home, Tommy, there's a couple of things that I, you know, what are the core habits that everyone should do? The first thing is, and everyone tells me this is a fairly annoying thing, but I highly encourage it. Make sure you turn on multi-factor authentication, right? Mm-hmm. One of those things that sends you a text message or an email or what have you, and never give those codes out when they come. Always use unique and strong passwords. This one's, you know, like security 101, right? But whenever your account is breached somewhere else, the first thing that the spammers do is go across the internet and try your username and password everywhere. So just make sure, you know, you use a unique password for your digital banking accounts. And then if anything ever seems urgent or someone sends you a message saying that something is going to happen if you don't react quickly, I would always pick up the phone and call somebody. It's just easier that way.
Yep, misdirection. So, they try to get you panicked and looking one way and not thinking about the logical part of it, right?
Unfortunately. So I'll wrap it up, Tommy. I'd like to encourage everyone here at the bank every October, we offer cybersecurity seminars, right? There's just 1 hour seminars after hours where we just kind of get customers together with our information security officer, and they can talk way more in depth about these things, the scams they're seeing, the stuff that they see. Just want to talk about password management or something like that. So if anyone has an interest, they're more than welcome to go to golfbank.com. Give us a call, step in a branch. They can register for one of these seminars. They're free. We don't charge anything. We're really just trying to get them information out there so customers can protect themselves, or non-customers.
And what's the website?
Anyone.
Website again, Jason, before we go?
Golfbank.com.
Golfbank.com. You got it. Some very valuable information. Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Financial insights you can count on. Hopefully we help somebody not get ripped off, if possible. 754 and a half. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.